Hey, everybody, and welcome to the show. Glad you're here. You can actually get an uncensored show here. Thanks to Mike Adams, thanks to Brady, and thanks to Health Ranger Network. I mean, great, great opportunity to actually hear truth. And it's particularly relevant right now, right? So I put out a Substack this weekend, and it was directly related to the East Palestine Chernobyl that we have here in Ohio. I live in Ohio. And we documented the corruption and everything. This was probably one of the most censored articles I've put out. So I've got a lot to tell you about that. I've got a lot to tell you about the East Palestine incident. And if we get the time, I really want to get to some January 6th stuff, because the corruption in January 6th is so monumental. Everything that we thought we knew about this being a setup and staged, it's all true. It's all true. So hopefully we'll have some time to get into that, but stick with us and we will have a lot of show for you today.
Nearly all the vitamin C sold at retail today comes from China, and it's made from genetically modified corn. Even though vitamin C is a critical part of immune support, it's also critical to know where your vitamin C comes from. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon and BrighteonStore.com. And we only sell non-China, non-GMO vitamin C. We then subject it to rigorous laboratory testing in our own food science lab, checking for heavy metals, glyphosate, as well as microbiological contamination. Only after it passes our tests do we encapsulate it and package it for our audience. You can find it at BrighteonStore.com. It's not the cheapest vitamin C on the market, but it is by far the most rigorously tested and honestly sourced vitamin C available anywhere in the world. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com.
The Kelly Key easily converts your AR rifle to bolt action, allowing you to keep the rifle you love in assault weapon jurisdictions. The Kelly Key is a true fast drop-in solution. No permanent changes to your rifle. Import, transport, own, and have fun with your AR. Why the Kelly Key? Because a bolt action is not an assault weapon. Stay future ready from gun bans with a Kelly Key. The Kelly Key also lets you quickly and easily build your ideal hunting rifle, lets you build a quiet suppressed rifle, and benefits your long-range precision shooting. Available now at KellyKey.com with free shipping.
The global currency collapse will wipe out the dollar and many other assets, and the only things that will maintain value during the global debt reset are those with intrinsic value that do not require governments, corporations, or markets to make good on their obligations. At the top of this list of intrinsic assets is physical gold and silver. These precious metals have outlasted every failed civilization and government in human history, and they are non-digital, which means they still hold value even if the power grid fails. The Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company is my go-to source for physical precious metals that are delivered securely and discreetly into your hands. Visit BrighteonMetals.com to check their live pricing and in-stock coins and bars. Find out why they are my trusted source for physical metals and why they're the official sponsor of Brighteon.tv. BrighteonMetals.com.
All right, everybody. So, you know, I write this article and I break down the whole Chernobyl event here. And by Chernobyl, I'm talking about the train derailment in East Palestine. And, you know, this is an environmental catastrophe. It just doesn't get much worse than this. Yeah, it's a monumental thing. 1 million pounds of this vinyl chloride spills. It didn't even spill. They just burned it. And wow, what a disaster. So we see all this buck passing going on, right? It's EPA. It was Mike DeWine. The reality is that it's both, right? So the EPA and DeWine were all involved in this. They're equally culpable. This didn't happen. You don't burn this stuff off without authority. And the governor certainly gave his blessing on this. In fact, he probably was behind it. My guess is, and what appears to have happened, is that Norfolk Southern, which is a big supporter of DeWine, they probably came out and said, hey, you know, we need to get these tracks open. Let's do it as fast as possible. And cleanup would have taken days, days, if not longer. So, you know, let's just burn it, right? At least that's the story. Now, the other thing that we have to consider is whether it was intentional. I think this was intentional, right? And here's why. So Norfolk Southern would have been pressuring to get this done, but here's the deal. At the end of the day, there is no excuse for the environmental catastrophe that this would cause. I mean, politically, that's not a winning situation. And for it to be covered up the way that it was in the media, it's almost like there was notice, right? Because the media would normally report on something like this immediately, especially in a Republican state, but they didn't. Instead, they just covered it up for days and days and days. And still today, it's covered up as much as humanly possible. Well, if we look at this, there's a lot of other things, right? So we see that the EPA, is it the EPA or HHS? Well, they changed the guidance for vinyl chloride in terms of its safety thresholds, right? This doesn't happen. When you get a chemical out there, you don't change it. They change it from 100 parts per million to 100,000 parts per million for a danger threshold. Now, that is inexcusable. You don't just do that. And they did just recently, just not too long before this, they changed it for no reason that anybody could point to. It's almost like this was planned, right? More on that, right? I can't prove this was planned, right? There is no hard evidence that I can say, yep, absolutely, here's the paper that this was planned. I'm speculating here. But it's worth speculating. It's worth asking because it keeps happening everywhere. By the way, please do not write me and tell me there's 1,000 train derailments every year. This is common. That's garbage. I want you to list 3 times that we've had a environmental catastrophe similar to this. 3 times. You can go back 10 years. 3 times where 1,000,000 pounds of vinyl chloride has spilled and then burned or something similar, a similar chemical. Can you list 3 incidents? Can you list 3 times where this has happened? Can probably list a few instances of environmental catastrophes right now because they all seem to be happening around the country. Plastic plants catching on fire, metal plants blowing up, trains derailing, but it's all happening at once, right? It's all happening right now, and it's only happening right now while, you know, America's at war. I mean, it's the unspoken truth, right? The unspoken truth is that we're at war, we're being attacked. Yeah, there's a sincere and serious effort to destabilize our nation going on. And yeah, they're really, it's all but kinetic. In every way but kinetic, we are at war, right? Nobody's shooting machine guns, but they're blowing up chemical plants. There's people, the food supply is under attack, the energy supply is under attack, the economy is under attack, everything's under attack. So you've got this train, it derails. And they say, well, we had to light it on fire. That's a lie. Okay, it's a lie. They didn't have to light it on fire. One of 2 things is true. Either the train derailed and these cars broke open and this stuff leaked out. If that's the case, pressure was not building. There was no pressure to be built because the cars had already ruptured. So there was no need to light this stuff on fire. The other alternative is if they didn't, there's pressure relief valves on these cars. So they could have used those pressure relief valves. There's 100 different ways they could have relieved that pressure without just lighting these cars on fire. Now, the story is that 5 cars were lit on fire, which makes sense because typically the load for these is about 200,000 pounds or so. So that would be probably very sensible that it took 5. So you're gonna tell me all 5 of these cars, none of them had pressure relief valves that could work, and they had to light them all, and it's all just, you know, this is an absolute lie. It's an absolute lie. Now, you can look. I'm looking over at my stack. 49 CFR 179, I believe, is the regulation that lays out the requirements for how these tank cars have to be structured. Okay, so you can look at that. These things aren't designed. They're not going to blow up or do what these people are saying. Everything they're saying about this is a lie. They're just lying. They're lying to an ignorant public. This derailment happened, and whether this was lit intentionally for whatever reason or lit just because it was convenient for Mike DeWine to get his Norfolk Southern buddies back on the railroad, I don't know. I can't prove that. But what I can tell you is this is, to my mind, absolutely intentional and unnecessary. They didn't have to create this environmental catastrophe. They chose to. Now, whether it was a terrible decision by an idiot or a decision that was made intentionally for nefarious purposes, that I can't prove. But in any event, it was a terrible decision. And once again, this is what happens when you elect someone like Mike DeWine as a governor. Now, Pete Buttigieg, and I know that's not how you say his name. I call him Buttigieg because I don't have a better pronunciation. Buttigieg or Buttigieg or I've heard 100. I don't care. He's Buttigieg to me. So Buttigieg is also responsible, and so is Biden. You know, we had the railroad strike. Railroad strike was about making sure that, you know, these people could get sick days and could, you know, that they're adequately paid, adequate staffing. The Democrats in Congress and Joe Biden, they decided to get rid of no railroad strike for you guys. Instead of supporting the union workers and the blue collar people of America, they supported the billionaires who own the railroads. By the way, all the railroads are pretty much owned by Vanguard and BlackRock or some variation of them. They are the big shareholders in Norfolk Southern and are also on the World Economic Forum with Joe Biden and tied in with this whole crew of corrupt monsters. So, you know, you've got BlackRock and Vanguard are both big supporters of Biden and Washington, this whole thing. And then in Ohio, you've got Norfolk Southern, which was a big supporter of the Ohio Republican Party, which is largely corrupt. Not all of them. We have some great Republicans in Ohio, but it's led by one of the most corrupt people on the planet, Mike DeWine, and, you know, several other people. So Ohio's. We really got to support some of our state legislature people because there's some good ones, but boy, the wine is a crook and the Ohio Republican Party is shady. So, you know, this whole thing smells really bad, but yeah, I wrote about all of this and I put it out there. This Substack that I did, which tomrentz.substack.com, or go to tomrentz.com to subscribe, support our sponsors, please help us, please share. Share this show also. Support Mike and his sponsors as well. But if you look, that Substack was one of those Substacks that I would have expected to go pretty viral because it's such a hot topic. We actually had a number of people who were on Gmail and Outlook tell me that their paid subscription went directly to their trash or to their spam folders. Now, it wasn't everybody. We had a lot of Gmail people that got it and a lot of Outlook people that got it as well. But the fact that any of these, for people who paid for it, were sent to trash, I mean, that's intentional. That's intentional. This was really censored. Further, I posted it on Twitter, right? And I know what sort of result I'm going to typically get on Twitter when I post something. You know, I mean, I know which things are going to be viral or quasi-viral or whatever. You know, I mean, I know how that looks, right? This got almost no views. I even pinned it to the top of my Twitter profile because I wanted to make sure people saw this. This is a monumental story. This is one of the most censored things I've ever seen, even by my standards. And you got to understand, I'm one of the most censored people on the planet. The only reason my message gets out is because I get it to influencers who put it out. Otherwise, you'd never hear anything I do. This is a planned thing because, you know, they can't do anything. I'm just fighting God's fight and, you know, they can attack me. I don't care. I just say, whatever. I don't kill 7 million people with COVID. You did. And, you know, so their attacks kind of just bounce off. But they can't do anything, so they censor me. But even by my standards, the censorship on this was pretty monumental. This was an incredibly censored story. And you got to ask yourself why. Now, we see the plastics fires. We see all these other major environmental catastrophes. I don't hear Joe Biden or any of these guys talking about this. All of these are major attacks on our infrastructure, but none of these environmental wackos are out there talking about this. They're all telling me we got to worry about climate change as they're driving around on their private jets, but they don't care about real environmental catastrophes that are occurring. I mean, what's going on here? You know, by the way, did you see the photo op? A couple guys from Ohio go over there and say, we're drinking the tap water. Even though Kentucky and Cincinnati both shut down their water intakes from the Ohio River, they went over there and made a show out of drinking some local tap water. So, you know, I mean, really, really? I'm sure that that water wasn't filtered before they could put it in their glass, right? I mean, what tap did you get it out of, right? And not only that, I mean, even if it was, one cup of tap water, you know, that may not kill you. But boy, I'll tell you one thing. If I lived over there, I sure as heck wouldn't be drinking it consistently. I don't even think I'd be taking a shower consistently. I got to tell you, if I was in that area, I'd be getting out of Dodge. Everybody knows what's going to happen. You can tell because the lawyers are just swarming on it. I mean, it's like, it's terrible. But it's a disaster over there. It's a cover up over there, and it's intentional. There's no question. We've got to push on this. But it's the same sort of thing that we have with the food processing fires. How much of our infrastructure has to be destroyed before we start waking up and realizing that we are at war? There is a war against our country, and we may not be fighting back, but that doesn't mean there's not a war occurring. Our Department of Defense knows there's a war occurring. I'd say some of them are probably complicit in it. Our CIA, FBI, DOJ, DOD, these guys are all aware of what's going on. They're covering it up. Why? Why is our government at war with the American people? Why are they allowing foreign adversaries to do this, right? This isn't an accident. There's too much of it, folks. Don't tell me all these are coincidences. I don't believe it. Okay, so we've got all that occurring. And what a nightmare. What an absolute nightmare, right? By the way, on the vaccine front, I want to put out there. So I've got another firm that I've partnered with. And now through Renslaw, we're doing disability work, right? So one of the things, I want to go after the vaccine companies. I want to go after them directly. It's going to take a lot of data, a lot of effort, and a lot of time. One of the first steps is that we're doing disability work. So if you need disability, if you've been vaccine injured, if you've been injured, if you're sick, if you need disability work, go to the rents-law.com. There's a link for disability. I think we've got it on timrents.com too. But, you know, get a hold of our guys. We have people who will get back with you right away on this. We actually have the capacity to get this done. We want to provide disability because that's going to allow us to start building the data set that we need so that we can file these suits directly against the vaccine companies. At least that's my hope. That's what we're trying to do here. So we'll try and get you disability. It doesn't cost you anything to get disability. Lawyer, we can't even charge you legal fees. If we represent you to get a disability, what happens is that the government gives us the money on the backside if we get it. So if there's no downside to contacting us. So I'd urge you just get a hold of Renslaw, go to rents-law.com. And give a call over there. We'll get back with you and we'll help you. It'll help us a lot in building this lawsuit that I want to file on the vaccines. So that's that. January 6th, right? January 6th. Okay, I'm looking over at my stack of stuff here because there's an incredible story today on National File. Talk about J6, and they're talking about this as it is what we knew. It's what we all knew, folks. These people are political prisoners. This was trumped up. The riot was caused by the police. They did it intentionally. It is clear as day. These guys did this intentionally. They created a riot. This whole thing was entrapment. In light of this new data, every single person who's been convicted or held on anything related to January 6th should be immediately released. And they should file suit for violation of their rights, you know, under various Bivens Act, 1983, 42 U.S.C. 1983. They need to sue the government. If you've been harassed by this, you need to sue the government. I mean, I'm just telling you right now, these guys, they did this on purpose. There's enough data now that I think that we need to start filing lawsuits against the government. They need to drop all of this. A public apology is an understatement, but this was intentional, and I'm willing to bet that before this is all over, we will see that Nancy Pelosi had a hand in orchestrating this, along with Joe Biden, along with everybody else. It just depends. I mean, we've got to keep pushing for truth. The real question I have is why the lack of transparency? I was very happy McCarthy finally released the 41,000 hours of footage to Tucker Carlson. God bless Tucker, right? Why the lack of transparency to this point? If you don't have anything to hide, you don't hide it. But just as importantly, what about all the documents? What about all the top secret stuff? Don't tell me there's anything that should be classified as national security on January 6th. There is nothing. This is a crisis political situation where our government has basically initiated a war on the American people. People should be bending over backwards, absolutely backwards, to try and ensure that every single piece of paperwork related to this, every phone call, every email, everything is made public to show one of two things. Either this was a real and a credible investigation, or it was a setup and people need to be in jail. This is a war against the American people. Remember what I said with the train stuff just a second ago. We are at war and our government is one of the players. There are parts of our government that have been corrupted. We have paperwork on this, right? We can see this. We can see how this is working. We know that, you know, the real insurance policy, everybody talks about Trump and Russiagate. The real insurance policy against Donald Trump was not the FBI. It wasn't Russiagate. It was when Obama fired the entirety of our brass in the Pentagon and the intelligence agencies and replaced them with foreign operatives and crooks. The World Economic Forum and the CCP control a large part of our intelligence community and our DOD. It appears very clear to me that there's a lot of influence going on there. Now, we can't prove 100%, but I'm just going to tell you, whenever I hear trust your government, I want to throw up in my mouth a little bit. These guys are crooks. These guys have sold out. And I don't think a lot of people realize how bad it is. I want to also address another big elephant in the room. So a lot of people are mad at their elected officials, and they should be. We have had some good Republicans that have been elected. And I had some info that came to me here just in the last couple of weeks, and I think this is really an important thing. And I want you to hear me when I tell you this, folks. We have some pretty good, credible information that one of the big issues that we're running into, one of the reasons that we're facing the issues we're facing in Congress, is if you're a senator or a President Trump type figure, you have too many things. You can't keep track of everything. You have to rely on the people around you. Well, the Senate staff has been so infiltrated and so controlled and so bought off that I'm going to be real honest with you. I just gave advice to someone, I'm not going to say who, and I told them, I said, you need to bring in a person on your staff who is untouchable. Should be a blue-collar, non-political type who doesn't care about anything but truth and can't be bought. They need to be aware of everything that's happening in your office so that they can tell you. And the reason I said that was because we got very credible information on a very important elected official's office that their staff has been misleading them, feeding them bad information, doing all sorts of things for quite some time. When we originally, when we've approached this elected official, and I'm not saying congressman or senator, I'm being very vague intentionally. We've approached this guy in the past, and his reaction has been bizarre. Couldn't figure out why. Well, he's getting all sorts of lies and bad information from his staff. Now, this would be someone you would think would be on our side, but who hasn't been. The staff is corrupt. They're getting bad information from people whose job it is to make them believe that they're doing their job, but they're really just feeding them misinformation and manipulating them. We got to deal with the staff at Congress, the staffers. Basically, in Washington, everyone who is a civil servant, everyone who is working for someone in Washington, we need to fire pretty much everybody and start over. The entirety of our federal government is corrupt. And it's actually, I think, fewer elected officials than staff. There's a lot of elected officials that get down there, and we all see this, right? We hire someone, we vote for them because they're like, oh, this is a good guy, right? They get to Washington, suddenly everything's different. Why is that? Well, because they get down there and they're human. So they've got a bunch of humans around them telling them, oh, this is what's really happening. Oh, there's this misunderstanding between the public and you. Oh, they're never going to understand this, but you know, you're here now, so you can see how this works. And they end up manipulating these guys into not knowing what's going on. And they're very clever at it, and they're very good at it, but we're seeing a lot of that sort of corruption. So this is something else that I think we the people need to make our elected officials aware of. It's something that we've got to fight hard. And if you're an elected official and you're hearing me, well, be careful of your staff. Be careful. I don't know what else to say about it, but there's a lot of corruption. So anyways, we've got a lot of fights going on, folks. There's a lot to do here, a lot coming up. We're doing great. COVID fight's improving, but a lot of other stuff is going south. So we got a lot of fighting to do here. So you guys got to stick with me. Support me at TomRens.com. Support Brighteon. Share this show. And we will see you next week.